Thanks for joining us. If you want to just start us off with a little, a couple of opening remarks, and then we'll go to the questions.
Yeah, first off, obviously it's a great team honor to get a double bye. First time in the history of Georgia Tech since they've instituted double byes with the ACC. And that's just an incredible accomplishment for our young men, for our staff, who's done an incredible job of game planning and just having them, you know, having our team ready to play. Obviously, the character of our young men speaks volumes for them to you know, on what they've done and how to get to this point. You know, you look over our last 2 years, you know, we have done some things in Georgia Tech history that hadn't been done since the mid-90s and sometimes hadn't been done ever. It's just an incredible accomplishment. And everyone who's been part of that in all 5 years, from the student athletes to, you know, to all the staff members, everyone deserves an incredible amount of kudos and credit for that. It was just like our first year. We had, you know, we did some things that hadn't been done in a long time. And then you look at, you know, for the individual awards, which are really team awards, the way I look at it, because basketball is not golf or tennis, where it can be very individualized. I mean, basketball is team oriented. And, you know, this is our fifth straight year. We've had somebody, at least one player on the all defensive team. Second time in the history of Georgia Tech to have the defensive player of the year. And two in the last 5 years of those two players in the history of Georgia Tech, and Ben Lammers and now Jose Alvarado. First time since 2001 to have somebody on the first team All-ACC at Georgia Tech. The third time in the history of Georgia Tech to have a player of the year. Think about that now. You know how hard it is to be player of the year in this league? Think about this league now. I can run down all – if you don't know all the 15 teams, I can give you all the 15. I mean, there's a – the tradition, the heritage, the incredible amount of the best basketball league in all of college basketball, to have player of the year, third in Georgia Tech history, last since 1990. Jose Alvarado getting second team all leagues, a great accomplishment, considering the fact, you know, he was third team last year, second team this year. His improvement from where he was, where people were saying that, what were you doing taking this guy? He's not good enough to be in the ACC. And here he is back-to-back years in all-conference selection. Michael DeVoe, honorable mention. I mean, that's hard to do. I mean, you know, I believe he was good enough and played well enough to be on one of the three teams. But just even being considered, and he was the next guy in line to be the third team. And I really believe he deserved to be on one of the three teams. That being said, still, he's recognized. There's only 22 players, basically, recognized from all the teams, which includes honorable mention. So, and he's in this second half stretch, he's been just excellent. So just really proud of our young men, really happy for Georgia Tech. Our staff, just, I can't give enough credit to our staff, who just does such a great job. And of course, the character of our young men to you know, multiple times being, to get that double bye, being, you know, on the ropes, being punched, but we didn't you know, just, you know, lay down and get knocked out. We fought back, we punched back. And that's a great character testament of our young men. I'm just, it's a real honor, privilege, blessing, and just a true gratitude to be able to coach these young men.
Okay, we'll go to questions, and then we'll start with Zach Klein from WSB TV. Go ahead, Zach.
In this era of Steph Curry and Trae Young launching 40-footers and AAU guys just shooting nonstop threes, how rare is it to have somebody like Jose who'd rather play defense more than anything else?
Yeah, I mean, look, if he ends up winning the steals leader this year, Zach, he'll end up being the first time since Chris Paul, who is his favorite player, to have 2 years in a row of leading the steals in the league. And, you know, he once – to guard the best guy. Zach, the guy's just tough. He's hard-nosed. When his knee and groin or knee and hamstring have been bothering him, and says, "Coach, unless you're going to cut my hamstring off, I'm playing. So don't even ask me." I mean, they would, you know, you're going to literally have to, hold me down and cut my hamstring off for me not to play. And so he's just that type of mentality. He's that guy who's just tough and just, he's just so hard-nosed, and I'm just so proud of him. And he loves to defend. He's playing defense is important to him. And we've been very good defensively. We led the ACC in turnovers, forcing teams into turnovers. We've obviously been one of the elite teams in the ACC defensively and in the country in some of the years. Now, our three-point defense wasn't as effective this year, but we forced teams into turnovers, and we were good again defensively. In our time here, we've been a very, very good defensive team. In some years we've been here, we've been an elite, not good, not great, but an elite defensive team in a couple of our years. So that is who we are. We've got to be good defensively. That's something that we spend a lot of time on.
Hey, before we continue on, I need to make one little confession. And Coach, I didn't get a chance to tell you this before you went on this call, but Mark Price did not win the official ACC Player of the Year in 1985. He was named by another organization, and that's been in our media guide for years and years. And but the only official ACC Player of the Year in Georgia Tech history before now is Dennis Scott. So just to set the record straight on that.
Are you going to change that on your Twitter now, Moose, and everything? Or is it because now?
I've already done that.
But what about your press release? So is it the second time in the history of Georgia Tech?
The second time, not the third. Sorry about that. It's our mistake. It's been in a media guide since before I began to edit it. So I apologize for that.
Well, let me tell you this. Mark Price was darn good. So to get Player of the Year, even in another recognized organization, still awfully good. But make sure you update that, Moose, on the Twitter, on the media guide, on the website. That needs to be
already. We've already got it done.
Okay, great. Ken, you hear that? Ken, to tweet it out. Yeah. Thanks, Ken.
Okay. Mark Bradley is next. Go ahead, Mark.
Josh, a different head coach in the country told me that back in November that he got the call in the morning to tell him that the tests were okay for that day, he sighed with relief, and then he started worrying about what the next day would bring. Is you staying out on the road maybe for a month, is that your way of trying to control what may not be able to be controlled?
Yeah, Mark. It's been, when you're dealing because of COVID, I always like to tell our guys, we got to control the controllables. And obviously there's a global pandemic, there's COVID, and first and foremost is the health and safety of everybody. So the only, and I've tried the best I can to promote as much health and safety as we could this year, and everybody along with it, the entire Georgia Tech, institutes athletically and on the institute side. So we've all tried to be, we're all on the same page on that. And the best way to protect yourselves, which does not guarantee protection, Mark, if you're not vaccinated, obviously based on science and doctors are saying vaccination's the best way to protect, but if you're not vaccinated, the best next thing is to try to create a bubble. And the only way to create a bubble is once we got done playing is to stay out and just keep in with our tier one 34 group. We have 34 people in our tier one, and that 34, we will stay in a hotel we were in Winston-Salem, traveled to Greensboro, and we'll stay here all the way till April 6th. If we win the national championship, which will be April 5th, we'll fly home the morning of the 6th. And if we lose prior to that in the NCAA tournament, then we would come home the next day. So we are not coming back until either one of those two happen. And and it's the best way that I feel that we can do the best that we can to control the situation that's impossible to control, because you're dealing with a virus that's invisible and you don't know where it's at. And all you can do is just do the very best you can by, keeping within a bubble, mask wearing, socially distancing, washing your hands. I've been on our guys, and I feel bad, I tell our guys, a couple of our guys got kids, two of our young men are fathers, and they don't get to see their one has a daughter and one has a son, and or my other, they don't get to see their girlfriends or their families. And for this month. And I know that's not easy, but it's the only way to, you know, just like me, I'm not going to see my wife or kids. And so it's, I know it's not easy for anybody, but it's the only way, the best way that we can do to protect everybody at the best that we can.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Mark.
Kelly Quinlan with Rivals. Go ahead, Kelly.
Josh, you guys have obviously set this goal. You wanted to get to the tournament. You wanted to finish strong in the ACC. Kind of what are the, what's the next goal now? What do you set as the next sort of benchmark for the rest of this season with your players? And then two, I was curious about just what it can mean in terms of recruiting and building your program, having Moses and Jose win these awards and having that national recognition.
You know, I remember when I got the job, or I shouldn't say when I got the job, it was actually in the interview. I was at a hotel, and there was four people in the room along with myself. And I told all four people that give me five, I told them, and I remember this. And I said, 5 years, give me 5 years. And we will, you know, this is what I vision. This is what I foresee. We will have Georgia Tech back in the tournament, in the NCAA tournament. I said, but it's going to take 5 full years. I'm hoping to do it quicker, but I will need the full 5 years to do it. And I, based on who we hire and how we're going to recruit and the vision. Now, along the way, there's been some obstacles that I didn't foresee coming, obviously. And so it wasn't easy to get here in this 5 years. When Ken asked me, how do you feel? And after Friday, because Friday, after you win Friday, you knew you're going to be in. You know, it wasn't like jubilation. It was almost like relief. And I mean, the pressure, the stress on everybody's shoulders to get to this point. And because I knew what I said in that room, and it was important to me to follow through on what I said in that room, in that hotel in April of 2016 to the four people in that room. And it was very, very important, because it was so important for Georgia Tech to get back to the NCAA tournament, but it was going to have to, you know, you're going to rebuild it. It was going to take time, and you're doing it in a league that's very, very hard to get wins in. You know, I mean, it's just very, it's a very hard league to do with 15 teams. And so the proudness of I am of our young men and of, you know, the staff and everyone who's been here through this time, the administration, everybody to get to this point has been incredible. And like I said, it hasn't been easy. As we know, there's been some obstacles, some bumps. There's been things that's just been, it's been a hard 5 years, but it's gotten to this point. And so I say all that to say that was objective one. That was very, very important, objective one, because in that time in April, in that hotel room, to those four people, I said it, and I had a vision of that, and that was important that we follow through on what we said. And then the second part, the second part, Kelly, obviously having, when you get guys having success and guys get better, it gives, you know, it helps you in recruiting. I mean, look at our recruiting. We have a top 15, top 20 class this year, you know, coming in. And so that's bodes well for our program. And then obviously, you know, you're going to continue to recruit. The third part is, I told in the elevator today, I was telling someone, should we check out of the hotel and move into the Motel 6? No disrespect to Motel 6. But this is such a nice resort. I don't want our guys to get too comfortable on this. You know, I want us to keep our edge. What makes us best is our edge. I mean, the food here is incredible. The service is incredible. I'm like, oh my goodness. I don't want us to get kind of, you know, you're like, it's not a vacation, guys. So I've got to, now my job, Kelly, is to refocus today and get us back. Okay. We finished double bye. We NCAA tournament, got these individual awards, team awards, all those things. Now we've got to really shift and focus and getting ready to play Thursday. And that's important. And the objective is, you want to win games in the ACC. You want to win an ACC tournament championship, but you can't get the Saturday, you can't get the Friday if you don't win Thursday. And then you want to try to win games in the NCAA tournament. So, but we've got to now, you know, reshift our focus and get back to having that edge and being hungry again.
Rodney.
Hey, Josh, you know, everyone knows about the Moses and the Jose's and the Ushers and the DeVos, but you have two players in Moore and Bubba who have really been sort of a glue for your team and have added a lot. How are they physically going into this week, and will they be able to practice?
Yeah, we practiced this afternoon. We've had 2 days off of doing nothing just to try to, you know, let the guys mentally, you know, reset and chill out and just get their bodies reset. And we'll see how they are today, how they feel. You know, I'm more looking for them to try to be able to practice on Tuesday more so than today. And if I feel if they can, hopefully by Tuesday, they're fully healthy and fully rested to kind of get them ready to go in the flow of things. So, you know, like I said, Jose, Khalid, and Bubba haven't practiced in a while, so we need to get those guys back into the flow of things.
Okay, we'll take these last two questions from and wrap up. First from Jeff Schultz and then Ken Segura. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Josh. The Breakfast Club that you and Moses have spoken about, was he the only one in it 4 years ago as a freshman? And also, is that something that you've always done in your career for guys who either weren't very good or weren't getting playing time?
Well, yeah. The two guys were in it for that freshman year was Evan Cole and Moses Wright. And obviously, you know, Evan Cole had gotten better and better and better. Obviously, he graduated last year. And but he, you know, obviously he had some great production for us as well. But, no, we've done – I have always done, whether it's the Breakfast Club or it's other areas, sometimes the Breakfast Club doesn't work because guys have morning classes, so it just depends on the class schedule. But I've done other areas, so it could be like during our off days or you know, guys – the guys who are not the developmental guys, I like to say the guys who technically maybe it's like a redshirt year, even though they're maybe getting a little minutes here and there, sort of like a redshirt developmental year, meaning they lift more than everybody else. They get more individual skill instruction than everybody else. They're doing sometimes two-a-days because we got to get that time to get them better. And that's just kind of for where we're at. And Moses was in that. I mean, listen, I was hard on Moses his freshman year. I mean, there was one time that I remember I was, you know, I he was late one time at the Breakfast Club and I had to go, I told him to go pack. I had his locker room stuff packed up. And everything in his locker room packed up and sitting outside. I said, if you're not 2 feet in, you can't be here. Only way this works is that, you know, you've got to be fully invested and be all in on this, you know? And I mean, you know, I'm glad he didn't take the stuff and walk out. That would have been good. I mean, gone somewhere else. You know, I don't know if I can do that anymore this day and age. The kid can now just get in the portal and not have to sit out. I had a little more leeway back then because I knew that the kid could transfer without sitting out. And I don't know if I could use that motivational tactic anymore. You know, I took all his locker, put it in a box and sat outside and said, hey, you're not going to be on time. I don't want to be here. Take your stuff and go. And he was, no, I want to be, and, you know, now these days with the transfer portal, I don't think you can do that anymore. But, but that is something that's just, you know, the testament of Moses, Jeff, of how he's gotten better. It's an incredible story. I mean, the guy's only been playing basketball about 6.5 years.
And then, sorry, quick follow-up. I meant to ask you this the other day, but if he was so bad and so raw and didn't play basketball that much, why did you recruit him?
I got to give a lot of credit to Daryl LeBerry. And Daryl LeBerry saw him, and he had said at the time, Coach, believe me, I'm just telling you, this guy's got a really, really good upside. And I saw him, and I was, you know, I liked him. I thought he did have upside, but I'm thinking, gosh, why isn't anyone else recruiting him? Like, am I missing something here? There's got to be a thing. And Daryl was like, look, he's coach. I mean, look, you know, his athletic, he's only been playing basketball for, he kept saying he's only been playing basketball for literally 2 years, 2.5 years. Coach, his upside, you know, you'll get him better. And so he wasn't real good. But we took it, you know, we saw the potential and I thought he was, you know, I saw potential, but, you know, again, I got to give Daryl was, he was sold on his potential all along the way. I was thought he was good, but I also, cause I was concerned like, man, he's right there in the state of North. He's right in the backyard of all these other schools, even these other mid-major schools. Nobody likes him. What are we, am I missing something here? But, you know, at that time we took him and thank the good Lord we took him. He's just been, I mean, he's been a stud. He's been a stud. But to his credit, I mean, it just shows you, and I've said this before, I grew up in Houston, Texas, and one of my favorite players was Akeem Olajuwon. And anyone knows the story on Akeem Olajuwon. And I'm not comparing Moses Wright to Akeem Olajuwon. Akeem Olajuwon is one of the greatest ever to play. I'm just saying Hakeem Olajuwon didn't pick up a basketball till late. I mean, it was he credits soccer to why he's so good with his feet. And I really believe Moses is the same way. Again, he's not as good as Hakeem Olajuwon, but I'm saying him not playing basketball early in his life probably might have been the best thing for him. And by swimming and playing tennis helped his footwork and his hand-eye coordination, whatever it may be, his just his abilities. And it was just it's an incredible story.
Thanks.
Okay, last question comes from Ken Segura. Go ahead, Ken.
Josh, before I ask, wasn't Sylvester also part of the redshirt program?
Oh, you're right, Sylvester. Yeah. Sylvester, the Breakfast Club, you mean, that year. It was Sylvester, Evan Cole, and Moses Wright. You are correct on that, Ken.
But, yeah, so I'm curious kind of what are you telling the kids and I guess the whole staff as far as stay out of the hotel lobby, you can't leave your room, you're only going to be in the room or the meeting room. Like, what kind of are the protocols you've given? Yep.
I told them all. So, like, a couple of guys asked me about getting their hair, you know, the haircut or in, you know, having their hair done. They've all told me that's important to them. And I told them prior to us coming here, I would try to get somebody that would test multiple times and then come in and do their hair. But after what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs, with their barber, and then just the other day with the NBA All-Star game, I told the guys yesterday, we're not having anyone. We'll go buy you clippers and then you guys can cut each other's hair. But we're having nobody inside, you know, do that. And I said, so that's what we'll do. And I told them, guys, nobody can come in the rooms. If your families are coming to watch you play, I'll let you see them in the lobby of the hotel at a distance. Just your immediate family, you can see them at a distance with as long as there's mask wearing, but you can't leave the hotel. I told them, I don't want you in the elevators with anyone other than us. So, because there'll be other teams staying here. I said, if there's people in the elevator that you don't know, do not go in the elevator. I told them you can't be having close quarter contact with, you know, you might see someone on another team that you know that's a friend. You can't be having a conversation with them face-to-face, you know, in close quarter. You just can't, you know. And so I've, you know, like yesterday we stretched and then I made sure, okay, you're not allowed to go get the food until I check everyone that you washed your hands for at least 20 seconds. You got to sing happy birthday, you know, to yourself. And so, I mean, that's how I've been all year with this and we'll continue to do that. The thing is, Ken, we'll test every single day the rest of the way through until our final game, whether that's we play in the national championship or we lose prior to that in the NCAA tournament, we will test every single day. And that's part of the requirements both for this week for the ACC, but more importantly for the NCAA tournament, to be able to get to Indianapolis, you got to have 7 consecutive tests. And so we started testing on Sunday so we can have 7 consecutive. So depending on whenever we have the freedom to leave, let's say, you know, if Sunday to Saturday, and if you know, you can leave then Sunday, Monday, whenever that may be, to go to Indianapolis. And so it's just a constant. I mean, the buses, you know, we have 2 buses. Everyone has their own individual rooms. You know, we're just like we have, you know, towels, shampoo, lotion, all that stuff is at the hallway floor. If we try to avoid having housekeeping even in the rooms. Any trash, leave it outside. Housekeeping will get it from the outside. I mean, just everything that we could do the best we can. But as I was talking to Mark, you can do everything you can the best that you can, and there's no guarantee. I mean, it is really something out of your control. You literally just got to pray that, you know, so all you can control is doing everything you can to avoid it. But obviously it's an airborne situation. There are 3 other teams in this hotel once they get here. So it's the top 4 seeds at this hotel. So there'll be other people. The other day we had an ice cream bar and I wouldn't let anyone touch the ice cream bar without wearing, everyone had to wear gloves. Yesterday we had some food where they, like a shrimp cocktail they picked up and I saw someone touch it with their bare, it was actually Moose and I had to get on Moose. He didn't hear me. I got on all our guys about, and I love Moose, he knows this, but I'm giving him a hard time. Because I had to get on all our guys because they forgot to, you have to wear gloves. And I treat it like it's a timeout with a minute to go. And I just said it and they didn't execute the game plan. And so I jumped everyone in the room. No, you do not touch anything without wearing gloves. So I'm sitting over there watching the whole thing, like babysitting, the glove wearing. But it is what it is. You're doing everything you can to do the best that you can.
Okay, we'll wrap up, but not before our buddy and friend Brian Morrison, the retired ACC Media Relations Director, just sent me a clip from 1985. And the Associated Press was picking teams at that time and named Mark Price as their ACC Player of the Year. So that's where that comes from originally, but it is causing a lot of confusion today. So I thought I would clear that up.
Well, get that. I know Ken and Kelly's going to tweet that out in a hurry.
Tweet that out with gloves, Moose.
Yes, with gloves. Do not. Yes. Don't tweet that out, Kelly or Ken, without wearing gloves.
Got it. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Coach.
See you guys.
That's Finn's fault, isn't it?
Well,